When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right, let me get the joke of the day out of the way. James, were you surprised Sirianni didn't go for it on 4th and 22, first quarter?
Nailed it.
All right, let me ask this one.
I saw your tweet.
Yeah, I know. All jokes aside, I was really surprised at one thing in the first quarter. And if I was a Cowboys fan, I'd be annoyed. And I'm curious if you guys thought this. So when Dallas fumbled the ball, and Cooper Rush specifically, and Eagles defensive lineman recovered it.
Milton Williams.
Was that who it was? Yeah. Moses? So I thought Cooper Rush recovered it and was touched while down, and Milton Williams ripped it away from him. I thought it should have been Dallas's ball, and I was amazed.
I thought the same thing.
Rhea,
I was stunned.
I was amazed that it wasn't, I'll call it, properly reviewed. Like, that should have been, because it could have gone either way. Like, it was close.
There's no clear recovery, Joe.
Well, that's it. Yeah. So, yeah, right. But it's a matter of whether Cooper Rush actually had the ball and was touched by Milton Williams.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Or if it was, like, fumbling in his hands.
Right.
We couldn't see it that way.
Had the ball or
not. I had the same thought initially, but I assumed it must have been, like, moving.
How is that not reviewed longer? Because, like, they came right back, and here's the Eagles on the ball, 1st and 10. Like, okay.
It's like, all right.
I thought that was bizarre. But anyway, the Eagles win going away, and it was a beautiful victory. 215-592-9494.
Do you remember that thing, the extra stripe on their helmet, the red thing?
Who are you talking about?
White, blue. The Dallas Cowboys helmet.
Did you remember this before, previously, seeing?
They did the red, white, and blue helmet edition.
I didn't notice it.
Really?
Oh. Could be for Veterans Day. I don't know. Anyway, it's all our veterans.
That is what it is.
You know, obviously, we appreciate you. I don't know if that was a Veterans Day thing.
I bet that is what it is, Joe.
Yeah, notable.
And yes, Veterans Day today.
Notable holiday for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to the phone. So your reaction on the Eagles, very convincing win. Now, whether it convinces you that they're a legit Super Bowl team, that obviously hangs in the balance and for people to determine. But within the game itself yesterday, it was convincing. I mean, Dallas stinks. And the Eagles are pretty darn good. How good? We'll see ultimately, but they're pretty darn good. Let's go to Anthony in New Jersey, who kicks us off. Anthony, good morning, pal.
Hey, good morning. Let's go!
You know it, Anthony.
Let's go! Hey, I want to thank you guys for the tickets, man, for the fight, man. I had an awesome time, man.
Good.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Super.
Thank you. Hey, nobody speaks about we are a drop pass away from being 8-1.
I thought of that. Yeah, I thought of that yesterday. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Hey, I'm feeling real great about this Eagles team right now. I don't care who it is, man. The Lions, 49ers, line them up, man. Line them up. We are ready. Big shout out to Nick Sirianni. Got this team playing well. Well, what?
We're getting better. We're watching this team improve, and it feels that's a comfort. I don't know that we're there yet. I know that I look around the league and it seems like other teams I thought were closer to there, man, they've taken steps back. And I do feel like this 1% approach that Nick Sirianni preaches, even though at times some of his stuff, man, it does feel teachery and hokey, like elementary school teachery, like in a bad way. But then it works. Then it does seem effective.
Yeah, Anthony, I got to tell you,
argue?
Anthony, I think Sirianni deserves a lot of credit today, and I'm glad you said what you said there.
Yes, you do. He has his team playing well, very exceptionally well. You look at last year and the collapse and how everything's folded. Nick Sirianni has responded, and he got this team playing better, man, and I love it. I love what I'm seeing right now, and I love it.
I agree with you, Anthony.
Both
good call.
Games too. The two games in this, you know, winning streak where after we were talking about Sirianni more than the win, the Cleveland game and then the Jacksonville game,
they've
bounced right back and kicked butt the next week. Which, to the Nick point, like, if we're at all concerned about the problems he's causing for them, it doesn't seem to be a big problem.
Yeah, I mean, look, I do think they play hard for him, and I do think his attention to detail in certain matters is good. I mean, they took the ball away a lot yesterday. He talks a lot. about trying to take the ball away and stripping guys in the midst
of
tackle.
Talk about the, and the players talk a lot about how, I think it was Zach Bond, or they discuss, they rip it out. They focus, they talk about taking it away. They're becoming like pains in the butt trying to punch it out when the backs aren't ready. You know, they're trying to rip it out from those wideouts when they're least expecting it and no one's around down the sideline 40 yards. And it's paying dividends.
Here's the thing about yesterday. It's a little bit of a conundrum, though. Other than, I almost said Amari Cooper. Other than, help me out, 88. What's
CeeDee Lamb?
Other than CeeDee Lamb, is anybody on that team any good on offense?
No.
No.
Like, their tight end, like Ferguson's fine. Like, he's like a middle-of-the-road tight end.
I mean, Ezekiel Elliott as a starting back is a joke. Guess he was cooked 3 years ago.
It was like amusing to watch because he is completely cooked.
He's completely cooked. And then they showed Jerry at the one point in the booth and he's not even there. You got to look at Stephen Jones in an empty seat.
He
I'm
was
like, come
looking
on.
To just close the curtain.
Give me my moment of satisfaction to see Jerry Jones's false face. John, what's he on now? He's on his fifth face, his sixth face?
Seven, I would go.
Seventh face? We didn't even get to see his face. That was annoying. All right, let's go to Paul right now. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I got to tell you, you know how much I love this sports show. But to sit and talk about the Super Bowl on this team, I mean, we played a practice squad. We played a practice squad yesterday, and at the half, it was iffy of
I know.
What was going to happen.
I know. I get it.
All right.
I mean, Super Bowl teams.
Paul,
Bowl
but that, sometimes
teams,
that sometimes it takes a half to work some things out, and that's sort of the way it felt yesterday.
They did wallop them in the end, Paul. I mean, the game was over with 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The game was completely over.
Well, they didn't play a team that had starters.
I understand.
Our roster versus a team that doesn't have starters should do that and more. I mean, it's you guys talk
You're
about
right.
wins and how you win. Super Bowl teams, it's how they win.
Are the
win,
Chiefs a Super Bowl
game.
Team?
Are the Chiefs a Super Bowl team? You have to say they are, guys.
All right. Well, yesterday at halftime, they trailed the Broncos 14-3.
Every single one of their wins. I mean, they, like, even the first game of the season, Isaiah likely touches the line. Like, it's like they've won every game close to Chiefs.
Paul, here's how I'll slice through. Paul, hold on a second. Let me just tell you this. So, I hear you, okay? And I think you know, hopefully you know, I'll keep it real. So, do I know for sure the Eagles are, like, definitely a Super Bowl team? Of course not. And am I confused about what they're putting out there? Yes. However, with what this league has shown this year, I think it would be foolish to not consider the real possibility that the Eagles could make
it
there.
It's wide open.
I mean, Paul, if Detroit doesn't win at the end yesterday, the Eagles are tied for the best record in the conference.
But how is Detroit winning? Other than yesterday, they are slamming.
That's
every
true.
Team
that's fair. That's fair.
But they're the only team doing
right.
that.
Yeah.
The only one.
Yeah, that's true.
We
yeah.
are also slamming.
All right, Paul. Interesting
every
phone
team
call.
That we beat.
No, not every. They have started
come
to now.
On,
no, they barely
man.
Got by Cleveland.
Since
they barely
the
got
bye.
By Cleveland.
Since the bye, yep. Come on.
Cleveland's the only one. The Jags game, they took their foot off the pedal, but like 3 out of 4 quarters, and every other game but the Browns game, they've dominated.
Since halftime of the Giants game, they've played good football. They were shaking the first half versus the Giants, and since then it's been a lot better.